What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in today. First off, I want to say that I do not promote nor condone illegal activity. There are too many ways in this technological age to get legal money. That being said, let's get to it. This is Intelligent Incarcerated. What's up, everybody? So today, I wanted to talk about a particular topic that I don't really hear people talk about much. It is the disdain for education in black communities. I wrote an article about it that I was hoping to get published. Unfortunately, it wasn't published, but I still think that it is a relevant topic and it needs to be talked about. So I'm going to read my article and then I'm going to expand upon it a little bit. Disdain for education in minority communities. Many problems persist among minority communities. Violence from within, oppression from law enforcement, menial wages, and countless other problems. Right at the top of the list is a lack of education and even a contempt for education. So, how do communities so entrenched even begin to rise above the myriad complications that they face? My childhood years were spent living with my grandparents, both of whom were once educators. An appreciation for education was drilled into me from the time of my first memories. As I grew older, I was accepted into advanced classes and even a school for advanced studies. I also lived in the hood. Going to school for advanced studies meant I didn't go to school with the rest of the kids from my neighborhood. I was bullied. Since everyone in my neighborhood got a hard time from everybody else, at some point in time, I never really thought of it like that. My case was somewhat different. I was bullied because I was smart. It's hard to imagine such venom coating the words, "you're smart." Words that one would imagine to be filled with wonder and admiration were filled with anger and disdain. So, where does this negative attitude towards education come from? One can speculate that it's a carryover from the time period when African slaves were prevented from receiving an education, as if the scars of that time were passed down from generation to generation. But what is forbidden is often desired. So, maybe it could be that in school, young black Americans only hear of their history being one of slavery and inferiority, of being uncivilized savages. Many black Americans are of West African descent and yet know nothing of the Mali Empire, a history of our direct ancestry. Could the way black history is taught in schools be a factor of this scorning for education? The fact that this negative attitude towards education exists is a major concern, despite its root cause. Many studies have been done concerning one's level of education in relation to the income a person earns. Simply put, the lower your education, the less money you make, and vice versa. It's not a secret. The pathway to success is given freely, yet many people choose to ignore it. Finding a solution to this mindset won't be easy, but the first step is bringing awareness so that a conversation can begin. Then, one hopes, this conversation will bring about a greater awareness that will lead to action among parents, teachers, lawmakers, and the youth themselves. Education matters. As we move into an even more technologically dependent future, skills such as software coding will become necessary. Some companies have already started to shift towards robotics and artificial intelligence, taking jobs away from people in certain sectors. A new kind of education will be needed to propel us into our tech future. And if minority communities can develop an appreciation, as opposed to a disdain, for education, they can place themselves at the leading edge of the future job markets and business ownership. So, there were a few points that I wanted to talk about in a little more depth. First off, this disdain for education is a really, really, really bad thing in black communities. And it's really prevalent, yet no one really talks about it. Schools in minority neighborhoods are not equivalent to schools in suburban areas. That is known. But more could be done from the students in order to develop an appreciation for education, because all education does not have to come from school. There are many ways to gain education, many tools, especially with the internet being what it is in this day and age. YouTube is a great resource for everything. People post videos and instructional videos on everything you can imagine, from coding to engineering to growing weed. I mean, YouTube is a great resource. And there are so many other resources as well. But nothing can be done without an education. Even if you want to sell drugs, you have to acquire some type of education. You can't get out on the block thinking you're going to hustle and you don't know the difference between a gram and an ounce. Nah, you have to know that 28 grams equals an ounce. And the only way to know that is to learn that. So why do some people lean towards a street education as opposed to a formal education or an education that they can take into a legal sector? I really don't have the answers, but I think that awareness is the first step towards getting answers, right? I mean, if you're not aware of something, there's no way that you can try and find a solution to it. But everyone in my hood had a disdain for education. In my previous podcast, talking to OGLT, he said something about him not having an interest in school. That can be mortal to one's life and career. So many people come up knowing that they're going to prison and they're accepting of that fate, almost like it's a rite of passage. I mean, should this be so? Should kids grow up knowing that the path that their life is going to take them leads directly to prison at some point? That is sad. It's heartbreaking. People should be aspiring to be doctors or engineers, fields where they will make real money and they don't have to put themselves at risk of going to jail or prison. They don't have to put themselves at risk of becoming statistics and ending up in the ground from a short life. It's heartbreaking. So we all know that technology is taking over. Tech companies are working their asses off to develop artificial intelligence. And with artificial intelligence is going to come with a cost to job markets. So many workers are going to be displaced. So many manual labor workers will be displaced. They're already testing robotics to prepare and deliver your food in restaurants. It hasn't really become big yet, but there are restaurants that actually do this. You go in, you place an order with a machine, and a machine prepares and delivers your order to you. Do you know how many jobs this machine, this artificial intelligence, have cost? I mean, this is an entire business that will probably have 30 employees, 30 jobs, 30 people who have bills to pay, children to feed, yet it's being replaced by a robot. And as we move into the future, this is going to become more prevalent. People are going to lose jobs left and right. Everyone listening know someone who works for a fast food restaurant or a retail store. I mean, now they have the self-checkout to where there's not even a cashier. You do everything yourself. These are cashier jobs being replaced. So we're going to have to become more innovative to figure out how we're going to make money, how we're going to sustain jobs and employment when jobs and employment are going to be taken away from us. I implore more people to become business owners. It is so easy to start a business. I mean, have any of you been on Instagram lately? Of course you have. Everyone is on Instagram selling something. They're either selling promotional tools, They're selling education. Instagram is another tool for education. It might not be as in-depth as YouTube, but people are always posting informational and educational content on there. They're selling clothes, shoes. If you can think of it, it's being sold on Instagram. It's being sold in e-commerce marketplaces, websites. You don't even have to go to the store anymore. You can literally order whatever you want online and it will come to you. So, that being said, I think that more people need to educate themselves with technology. At a minimum, people should be able to build a website, know how to build a website, know what goes into it. Web development is obviously a big industry. I mean, as you see now, it's so easy to set up e-commerce websites or blogs, and they're using templates. Someone has to code these templates. And the good thing about that is that once you create a template, you can use it over and over and over again. It's not something that has to be done anew every time you need to build a website. Engineering, robotics. Obviously, robotics is on a rise. So one would be well served to educate yourself about robotics. I mean, the market field will still be there in general, but it's just going to shift. It's going to shift from people actually doing stuff to people telling technology how to do stuff, right? I mean, because that's all of this stuff is someone telling a robot how to act, someone telling a website what to do, what colors to show, what to say. So if people make the shift and educate themselves properly, that will eliminate a lot of the stress that's going to come. You know, when Donald Trump was running for president, he was playing to the coal workers. These people are losing jobs left and right. But to be honest, I believe that their industry is an outdated industry. And a lot of these people could be well served to re-educate themselves and find another industry to get into. If coal as an energy producer is on a decline, you have other energy producers on an incline. Wind and solar technology are on a rise. I mean, there are so many wind farms around that it is ridiculous. So instead of relying upon the old knowledge, the old education you gained working in the coal industry, you could take that and re-educate yourself in one of the future industries. That way you can secure your future. And it all comes from education. That's first and foremost. No matter what you do, you have to educate yourself about it. If not, you're just going to be left behind. And when people get left behind, they end up in prison. They end up struggling. I mean, and the struggle is real. When I was growing up, everyone in the hood who had a job was struggling. The people who attained any level of success hurried up and moved out of the hood as fast as possible. Like, I mean, as soon as they got a little bit of money in their pocket, they were gone. And the only people left behind were the people working these labor-intensive jobs, making low wages, to where they were at work all the time, their kids were running around without supervision, without guidance. And when they came home, they're bone tired. When they got paid, their entire paycheck goes to paying bills. There's no money left over to take the kids to do anything, go to the movies, anything the kids like to do. We were deprived of that type of stuff. There just wasn't enough money floating around. The only people in the hood who had money were the drug dealers. You look at the drug dealers, you see them with the nice clothes, the nice cars, the women. They had everything that they wanted. So of course the kids are going to look up to the drug dealers as their role models. And in order to attain any type of success, it's really understood that you were going to have to risk prison in order to do so. So you know that you're going to live a good life, although it's probably going to be shorter than most people, because you're going to spend a lot of your life locked away in a cage, not even living life. But that was the risk that you take in order to have the things that you want, to have the things that you need, to have the necessities, to not have to eat ramen noodles and bologna every day, to not have to go to school with the no name brand shoes and everyone's talking about you, making you feel like you ain't shit, which adds fuel to the fire, makes you have a desire to hustle, that desire to get money even stronger. So they were the guys. Everyone looked up to them. No one looked up to the maid that worked her ass off and came home and did everything she could to provide for her kids, to provide for her family. Yet it just wasn't enough. So I say to you, if you know someone who is young, who has any type of potential, the ability to learn, try and educate and bring awareness to this situation with them, because the change has to start somewhere. This disdain for education in our black communities has to change. We have to become more ambitious. Instead of holding the block down, we should have ambition to literally build entire neighborhoods, to own the block. You can't own the block with drug money. You really can't do too much of anything with drug money, because you go trying to spend a whole bunch of drug money, the IRS is going to start looking at you like, hold up, where the hell you get all this money at? How are you able to buy a house with cash and you have absolutely no employment history? You can't do that. So we need to raise our ambitions. We need to develop that fire inside our bellies to have long, productive, successful, and well-paying careers, because they're out there. The pathway to doing this is not hidden. It's not a secret. There's an obvious blueprint. Educate yourself and work. When you're young, you're probably gonna have to put in more work, but as you get older, that workload becomes a little easier, and you're put in a position where you can either deal with the easier load, or you can keep working as hard as you can and keep stacking that money. I know I'm trying to do everything, like for real. I want my hands in every pool I can get them into. I want to make every investment that I can make to keep building my capital. I want to keep working. I don't ever want to retire. I want to keep working until the day I die. Now, I don't want to work hard and work my ass off and develop arthritis because of my labors. Nah, I don't need that stress. There is a definite way to work harder and be successful, but it all starts with education. For real. Anyway, this conversation needs to continue. These are just my initial two cents. I'm sure a lot of people have opinions on this, even if it isn't really talked about. People have opinions. If you have opinions, you can contact me. I would love to hear them. I would love to potentially have some people as guests on the show. This is a conversation that needs to continue. It does not stop here. So if you want to contact me, you want to comment, you want to just speak on whatever's on your mind, potentially be a guest if you know someone who could be a guest. If they're in prison, if they're out, they can call, I can have them on, we can do this. Email me at macnapoleon@gmail.com. That's macnapoleon@gmail.com, and we can continue this conversation. I would like to thank you for listening. It's real.